7:47, and you're listening to Emma Britton here on Breakfast. Now, time to talk money and how much you're saving. Now, come on, don't put your head in the sand. For some people, they're not. The latest real retirement report from the insurance and savings company Aviva says 40% of what they call pre-retirees, that's people aged between 55 and 64, are now saving nothing each month. That's up 2 percentage points on September last year. So what's causing the change? Tom Wilson is from the company.
What we're seeing is that retirees and pre-retirees certainly aren't immune to the kind of current challenges that face a lot of families and households in the UK in terms of expenditures are going up, people's working hours may be less, and just that aim to save something every month, it becomes, you know, more of a challenge.
And the typical amount for those in that age group that are saving, that has also fallen, is that right?
It has, yeah, unfortunately. So I think the kind of key piece of advice is, even though people may have, unexpected expenses or other challenges on their household budgets, it's just that maintaining a regular habit of saving something every month, even if it's not very much, just so that when times improve, people can carry on the same kind of method, putting something aside. Certainly it's a struggle for a lot of people at the moment.
What's different is the older age bracket, sort of the over 64s, they're saving more a month than they were a year ago. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, and that's quite interesting. I think what we're seeing there is that people who have a pension pot, they're actually annuitizing. So they're taking out an annuity. And with that, sometimes you can choose, most of the time you can opt to take a 25% of your pension pot as a cash lump sum. What we're seeing is that people are typically using that lump sum rather than, buying a new car or going on holidays. They're using that quite sensibly to reduce their unsecured debt. So they're not having to service that on a monthly basis, and actually the knock-on effect of that is that they have slightly more disposable income and they can put that into savings.
Now, these are national figures. Can we be confident that this is actually happening here in Somerset?
Yes, and our actual regional breakdown shows that the Southwest region does fare very well in terms of, if we take unsecured average debt levels, they're half of the UK average. So whereas we've seen across the UK unsecured debt at £20,000 of those who do have debt, in your region it's just £10,000, so half that amount. But certainly within the region, I think they're encouraging.
Well, that's Tom Wilson from Aviva. Dave Penny is the Managing Director of Invest Southwest, independent financial advisors in Somerset. Morning, Dave.
Morning, Emma.
Do the figures from Aviva surprise you?
No, not in the slightest. I think it's quite enlightening, and it's quite good to publicise this kind of information because it should encourage people to try to behave responsibly about their savings.
Yeah, this pre-retiree sort of age group they're targeting, 55 to 64s, they seem to be the ones struggling, 40% saving nothing each month, and those that have are not saving as much.
It's certainly the case that people are suffering debt, and therefore it's having an effect upon their savings later in their working lives. Mm. I think the credit crunch has had that impact. So that's not surprising to hear the statistics to back that up.
And what do you think is the answer? Because is it because people think they need to put a lot away, otherwise it's not worth it?
There certainly are people who say, well, it's sort of too little too late, what's the point in bothering? And they kind of throw their hands up in the air and say, I'm just going to live for today.
Mm.
So I think, like Tom Wilson was saying, the idea of instilling in people that it needs to be a regular habit to save. If you do have debts, then it really is worthwhile budgeting, making a plan, and planning to get rid of those debts. Because it's no good throwing your hands up in the air. If you do get to retirement with debts and with no plans or no savings for retirement, you're going to be living on £150 a week and you're going to be below the poverty line.
So what should you do if you've got debts? And set your mortgage aside, because that's not what I think you're on about. But if you've got other debts, should you try and pay those off first before you start saving?
It's certainly is a good principle. Each person has to take their situation on its merits, and I'll be careful about issuing advice to everybody in one go. But a general principle is to pay off your expensive debt first, so credit cards and unsecured loans, which can be in the teens or higher of percentage points. Mm. Those are the ones to go for first. And yes, if savings rates are around 1% at the moment, why would you pay 15% on a credit card and then receive 1% on your savings? It's better to allocate that money to debt as a general principle.
Mm. Now, this age group as well, 55 to 64, we're seeing, you know, more and more people having to work. A lot of people's mortgages are still running, whereas back in the day, you know, your mortgage would be paid off when you were 50, 55, wouldn't they?
Without a doubt. There are people who are still in work, but have had to take big pay cuts or are now working part-time. And there are plenty of people who have significant mortgages in this pre-retirement age, sort of 55 to 64, and plenty who are getting to retirement still with mortgages. Mm-hmm. So, yes, debt most certainly is running further into someone's working life. And there are, as well as the reasons that we've discussed, there are people who are enjoying their children returning home after university.
Enjoying?
after, you know, university or finding that they can't find work, because those young people are the ones who are really finding it hardest to find work. So there's often that increased cost of family still in the nest later in life, and all kinds of post-credit crunch factors, which means the debt runs on in life.
And what about if you're having to pay, well, you should be paying into a pension as well.
Yeah.
Surely there's only so much to go around. What should perhaps be your priority?
I think one's priority is to try to reduce one's debt and increase one's saving. That's a very bland answer, Emma, but individual circumstances are so relevant to this, it's difficult to give general advice.
So advice would probably be the idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Take advice. And it's not, people are often scared that debt advice or financial advice is expensive and complicated and soul-destroying, but it needn't be. Any decent financial advisor will offer you time, their time initially, free of charge, to see if they can help. And there's good debt advice out there as well for people who are in more trouble. But it really is, don't bury your head in the sand would be my advice. If you do get to retirement with debt and with no pension savings, you will regret it. And I have had clients who, one client threw me a party when she cleared her mortgage and all of her debts and could see that she'd be able to live in retirement. It's such a great feeling to think you're debt-free and I am income secure for life. So do a monthly budget, make a plan and make it happen.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Penny, Managing Director of Invest Southwest there.